rocky location in southern Italy. Maybe that's why it's not one of the places first-time Italy travelers place on their itinerary. The year is 2007, and it's my first time in Italy. I'm traveling with my brother Rick and sister-in-law Monica, both of whom have been to Italy before. But this journey to the celebrated Amalfi Coast is a first for all of us. After spending a busy week in Rome, I'm more than ready for some tranquility and relaxation farther south. Our plan to take a taxi from our Rome apartment to Roma Termini, the main train station, suddenly changes, and not by choice. I am informed by a taxi driver that the taxis are in sciopero, on strike. I understand that strikes are part of the Italian lifestyle and a common occurrence, especially in the transportation sector. These work stoppages are usually staged as a form of protest against the laws or politics of the day and can last anywhere from 4 to 24 hours. They are often scheduled in advance so the locals can plan alternative travel arrangements. Unfortunately, this is all new for tourists like me, and it requires flexibility and a change in plans. I'm learning that in Italy, situations can change at a moment's notice. So for the three of us, our substitute plan consists of taking the metro or subway. With our luggage in tow, we trudge through the rain, heading up Via del Corso to the metro station 5 blocks away. "This sucks," Monica says. "How much farther is it?" Even Rick, who loves to get as much exercise as possible, isn't amused by the unplanned walk in the rain as he dodges the throngs of pedestrians walking on the narrow sidewalk. One of Rome's main thoroughfares, the Corso, or as locals say, Il Corso, begins at Piazza del Popolo in the north and runs in a straight line to Piazza Venezia, where the gigantic Vittorio Emanuele II monument can't be missed. Always crowded, both with automobiles and pedestrians, Il Corso follows the track of ancient Rome's Via Latta, and at one time was a venue for horse races. Monica is not a fan after falling earlier this week in an attempt to avert running into another pedestrian. "If I never have to see Il Corso again, I'll be happy," she says. "This street is crazy." After a 10-minute walk, which seems even longer in this inclement weather, Rick, Monica, and I arrive at the Spagna metro station, located on a side street near Piazza di Spagna, at the bottom of the always busy Spanish Steps. Drenched, cold, and tired, we make our way to the underground platform. The escalator, combined with the multitude of steps inside the station, is a brutal reality check that large suitcases do not make sense for European travel. Why did I bring this damn huge suitcase with me? Note to self. Next time, pack light. I am positive the locals find us amusing, as we must stand out as typical American tourists. The steep staircases in Rome's metro station make traveling with heavy luggage an exasperating task. I'm cursing under my breath with each step. Since we are traveling in the morning, I anticipate the metro to be packed with commuters. But once our train arrives at the platform, I'm relieved to discover that it isn't completely full. The three of us board, overstuffed bags and all, and I'm happy to be on our way. None of us complain that we are forced to stand, as the ride to the Termini train station is only 3 stops away. Once there, we realize we are early for our scheduled Trenitalia departure to Naples. But better to be early than late, I'm thinking. "I'm hungry. I see a place where we can sit down and have a little breakfast," I say. Breakfast at a train station is surprisingly good, especially when a cornetto and beverage is all we want. Rick grabs a piece of fruit to stay true to his healthy eating, except for the mandatory Coca-Cola Light. Monica is the only one who orders coffee. Having time to savor the taste of Italian pastries in a warm place is another reason I'm grateful. I especially like the cornetto il cioccolato, filled with delicious Nutella. After we finish eating, we check the massive train schedule board overhead, which lists the upcoming departures and arrivals. To our dismay, our train is ritardo, delayed. Originally scheduled to depart at 12:45 p.m., the new time is listed for 1:20 p.m. But the good news is the train is already on the Binario track. We locate our carriage, number 10, and find our assigned seats. After the stressful walk this morning, this Eurostar train is luxurious. Our bags fit conveniently in the luggage area, and our seats are comfortable. Trains in Europe generally run on time, but not always, and this one finally pulls out of the station at 1:33 p.m. 144 miles and an hour and 20 minutes later, we arrive at Napoli Centrale, the main station in Naples. The real highlight of this scenic journey is a view of the larger-than-life Vesuvius volcano, a decidedly different change of scenery after miles of rolling hills with grazing sheep. On the approach to Naples, though, the landscape